Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news in Durham, a crash on I-85 leading to some big delays coming in from Butner. I'll show you an alternate route.
Right now at 6, Durham police are working to find out what led to three people being shot on a busy street. What we know this morning about the conditions of those people.
And another very warm day for it today. We'll see a couple more of these before a front really changes things just in time for the weekend.
And should active shooter training become mandatory here on UNC's campus? It's a question that one Board of Trustees member is presenting to university leaders. I'll explain what's happening today in the meeting where we can hear more of this conversation come up.
Changes are coming here and across the country after Election Day. We are breaking down the results, including a new mayor in the Bull City. Leonardo Williams promising a new culture within the city council and community once he takes office. We are coming up on a new day here. We've got just a blush of a sunrise happening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here as we get started together. Traffic and weather. Elizabeth Gardner over there with that touch of that sunrise coming our way, and another nice warm one today, Elizabeth.
Yeah, temperatures yesterday were in the low 80s. We're going to keep it in the upper 70s for today. It's nice out there this morning. This is a live look, of course, at downtown Raleigh, the legislative building, where it is 51 degrees right now. So feeling pleasant. A light jacket probably will feel comfortable today. Our skies are clear. So the top of the tower lit in blue to signify the clear conditions. 43 in Roxboro right now. That's usually our cool spot in the morning. 49 in Goldsboro, 48 Southern Pines, 52 Fayetteville, 50 Rocky Mount, 51 in Southern Pine. So upper 40s to low 50s stepping out the door. Very similar temperatures to yesterday. There are a couple of spots that are a little bit warmer in Fayetteville and Clinton, about 6 or 7 degrees warmer. Pleasant day today. We climb up to 73 at lunchtime. We'll see a high of 78. I'll explain why today will be slightly cooler coming up. We'll also walk you through the front that'll bring us much cooler temperatures for the weekend. Brian?
Elizabeth, all new at 6:01. We're following breaking news in Durham, and we are getting our first look at this crash on 85 southbound right there at the Club Boulevard interchange. Kind of hard to see exactly what's happening there, but it looks like traffic is getting by only in that left lane on 85 southbound. So coming in from Glen School Road and Red Mill Road, you're going to see those heavy backups there approaching Club Boulevard. It looks like if you can pick up 85 southbound from Club Boulevard, you'll be on the other side of all this. Also look out for some activity over there on the right shoulder of the northbound side of 85. That southbound trip right now from Butner to Durham, you're looking at about an 18-minute delay. And as we zoom into that area with our sensors, you can see that the backups there on 85 southbound begin right around that Red Mill Road interchange there. Consider using Gear Street. Take the Red Mill Road exit to Gear Street and then take Gear Street back to Club Boulevard and rejoin 85 southbound on the other side of that crash. Another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
And right now in the WRAL Live Center, we're also following some breaking news out of Fayetteville. A large water main break on Hope Mills Road and Queensdale Road. The Fayetteville Police Department posted these images here. Fire crews found a large amount of water flowing from a water main. We do know that several homes are affected. At least one we know is flooded. Red Cross is assisting those displaced residents. But water crews are on the scene assessing the situation right now. They do say there will be significant traffic delays. They say the alternate route will be Wingate Road. We will stay on top of this and bring you any updates from the Live Center.
We are also working to learn more this morning about a shooting that left three people hurt in Durham. Police were busy at the scene on East Main Street until after midnight. And Brett Neese is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker live at the Durham Police Department. Brett, police had that street closed for hours last night while they investigated there.
And Jeff, they reopened it around 2 a.m., but that scene is just feet away from the police department here behind me. About a block away is where that initial intersection is, where they blocked it off. Take a look. This is a video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker from overnight, and you can see what this crime scene looked like. And there are a lot of questions that we're asking police this morning, including who are these three victims? Are they connected in any way? And how did this shooting happen? What led up to it? And do they have any suspects at this point? This investigation lasted until 2 a.m., at least on scene here in the downtown area. It's yet another shooting in that part of the downtown area that Durham police are going to have to investigate and try to piece together at this point. They collected evidence for hours, and hopefully that leads them to some answers. We're going to continue to press them for some answers to some of our questions, and as soon as we get that update, we'll pass it along. Live in Durham, Brittany, WRAL News.
Today, some UNC leaders are pushing toward new measures to improve safety on campus. This comes after the shooting in August that left a professor dead. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live now from Chapel Hill. Laura, this could include active shooter response training for students and faculty.
Yeah, Renee, as we know, campus security here at UNC and safety is top of mind for university leaders, students, faculty, and staff who are on campus pretty much every day. Now, I did speak with one Board of Trustees member, and he says that that training should not be voluntary, but instead mandatory. Now, when UNC, the campus, and local schools were locked down for 3 hours as police had looked for that person accused of shooting and killing a professor here, David Bullock, who has served on the board since 2019, immediately said more should be done. He shared those sentiments the day after the shooting with fellow board members through text messages, stating there should be a policy that requires faculty to go through training on lockdowns. He tells me, though the university offers emergency response information and training resources to the campus community, he believes this information should be shared in a more direct way.
Next steps, I do believe, will include some active shooter training for students and faculty, the implementation of additional cameras on campus, and at some point, the implementation of license plate readers along our streets.
And here's a look at what's also happening next. University leaders and university police are working on a full debrief of that shooting that took place on August 28th. He says that that will not be presented at today's meeting, but it will be a topic of conversation. That meeting begins at 10 a.m. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Chapel Hill.
Two Robeson County deputies are recovering from surgery this morning after they were shot in a shootout with a murder suspect in Maxton. Robeson County Sheriff Bernice Wilkins says murder suspect Sean Locklear shot both deputies and ran over one with his own patrol car. Deputy Jonathan Walters was shot in the lower body. Deputy Kaylin Locklear was shot in the upper body. Despite the deputy and the suspect having the same last name, there is no relation between them. Deputies returned gunfire, shooting Sean Locklear 4 to 5 times. He's in critical condition. The FBI is investigating.
Now turning to the results of local elections, including in Durham, where voters have chosen their new mayor. City councilman and business owner Leonardo Williams is now the city's mayor-elect. More than 63% of voters chose him over challenger State Senator Mike Woodard. Minutes after the results were confirmed, Williams spoke with WRL about his priorities for the Bull City.
Day one, there's going to be a new culture, being able to work together, a functioning council. I really want to reintroduce Durham to the state of North Carolina. This race represented unity.
Williams was elected to Durham City Council in 2021. He'll be sworn in as mayor next month, replacing Elaine O'Neill, who chose not to run for re-election. Nate Baker and Carl Rist will join Durham City Council. They have at-large seats. Incumbent Javier Caballero was also re-elected. Monique Holsey-Hyman did not get the votes needed to serve another term. The embattled city councilor faced allegations of bribery, but was later cleared by the State Bureau of Investigation.
In Fayetteville, Mitch Colvin will continue as mayor for a fourth term. He easily beat his opponent, Freddie Dela Cruz. Colvin was first elected mayor in November of 2017. He is the city's longest-serving black mayor. Chapel Hill will have a new mayor. Jess Anderson won the race with more than 58% of the vote over challenger Adam Searing. Anderson has been a Chapel Hill Town Council member since 2015. She will replace Pam Heminger, who chose not to run for a fifth term.
Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll take a look at more of the results from local elections. You can find out what happened in your community right now at WRL.com and the WRL News app.
Abortion access took center stage in elections across the country, especially in Ohio, where voters chose to enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitution. Voters passed the issue one ballot measure, which inserts language in Ohio's state constitution, guaranteeing every person in the state the right to one's own reproductive medical treatment. This bars the state from burdening, penalizing, or prohibiting those rights. Ohio also became the 24th state in the nation to legalize recreational marijuana. People 21 or older will be allowed to purchase and possess marijuana.
Tonight, five top candidates for the GOP nomination for presidents will take the debate stage for the third time. This one is hosted by NBC News. Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott will participate in tonight's debate in Miami. Former President Donald Trump will once again be absent from the stage. NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt and Meet the Press moderator Kristen Welker will moderate, along with Hugh Hewitt from Salem Radio Network. You can watch that debate live right here on WRAL starting at 8 o'clock. And coming up this morning on Today, live coverage from Miami ahead of tonight's debate. Craig Melvin talks with the chair of the Republican National Committee about former President Trump's strategy. Today airs at 7 o'clock right here on WRAL.
A big reward is being offered for information after a mail carrier is robbed in Raleigh. Investigators say the robbery happened at an apartment complex in the middle of the day.
Also coming up, the ever-popular People magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. It's Dr. McDreamy, actor Patrick Dempsey. We'll fill you in on what he's been up to lately and what he has to say about getting this honor. Let's get to one of the smartest people alive, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner.
Oh, my
goodness.
Trying
another warm day, Elizabeth.
but we do have some warm temperatures in our forecast, definitely. Maybe the warmest temperatures. Wednesday, tomorrow, today, 78 and Thursday, 81 degrees. We'll talk about when our temperatures drop back to normal coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Six 13, pretty little sunrise happening out across our area this morning, and our temperatures are feeling good. We're looking at our temperatures, of course, across the area showing up at about 51 degrees. It's going to be a nice one as we get through the afternoon. We're going to see temperatures climbing into the upper 70s. A little bit cooler than what we saw yesterday. Our temperatures won't be in the 80s. We have a front that'll drop down across our area, and that front's going to keep our temperatures just a few degrees cooler than what we saw yesterday. We're looking at, of course, a cold front that comes through tomorrow. That cold front's going to bring us some chilly temperatures for the weekend, especially Saturday and Sunday, but it does look dry. We have the chance of some isolated showers on Friday. It's not looking like it'll be adding up to much in the rain gauges, but we'll talk about how that could affect your plans for Friday coming up. Ryan?
Elizabeth, 614, still watching this crash in Durham on 85 southbound right there at the Club Boulevard interchange. You can see some police that have blocked the right lane there, and also it looks like some wreckage in the median on 85 southbound. All that traffic coming in from Butner, getting by only in that left lane, and we're now seeing a 20-minute delay overall from Butner down toward Durham. I want to zoom into that area, show you the alternate route you need to consider this morning. This should save you maybe up to 10 minutes leaving 85 southbound at that red Mill Road exit, then heading down to Gear Street. From there, rejoin 85 southbound from Club Boulevard. If you're able to pick it up from Club, you'll be on the other side of that crash, Jeff.
Thanks for that, Brian. A bit of a disturbing story here. Investigators are offering a $150,000 reward for information leading to an arrest after someone robbed a postal worker. This is a photo from where it happened last month at the University Woods Apartments in Raleigh. It's off Tryon Road near Gorman Street. Investigators say the U.S. Postal Service person, someone robbed that person, the mail carrier, around lunchtime on October 26th.
We want to get you back to more election results now. There was a seat up for grabs on the Cary Town Council. Sarika Bansal narrowly beat out Rachel Jordan for the seat on Council District D. Bansal only nabbing the seat by 67 votes.
There were four bonds on the ballot for voters in Wake County. We start in Fuquay Varina with a Parks and Recreation bond. That was not approved by voters. In Holly Springs, a Parks and Recreation bond was also on the ballot there, and voters approved that one. Over in Wendell, there were two bonds for voters to decide on. The first was Wendell Parks and Recs bond, which voters said yes to that. And then folks in Wendell also had their say about a transportation bond, which over 70% of voters approved.
Here's a story getting a lot of buzz online and on social media this morning. People magazine names its sexiest man alive. Actor Patrick Dempsey gets that honor this year. WRO's Ken Smith is here now with why this is such a popular pick. Ken.
You know, Renee, of course, we all remember Dr. McDreamy from his Grey's Anatomy days, right? Check out the covers, courtesy of the latest issue of People magazine. Dempsey played heartthrob neurosurgeon Dr. Derek Shepherd on the hit medical drama from 2005 to 2015. The 57-year-old also starred in a number of popular movies like Bridget Jones's Baby and the rom-com Sweet Home Alabama. Now, in being named the sexiest man alive, Dempsey joked he was completely shocked and thought it was a joke, saying he always is the bridesmaid. Well, you'll recall he played a bridesmaid in the movie Maid of Honor. If you're wondering what he's been up to lately, he has a couple of movies coming out. The highly anticipated biopic, Ferrari, and a movie called Thanksgiving, opening on the 17th. But he can't talk about them because of the ongoing writer's strike. And Renee, like Dempsey, he has three children and a set of twins, but that's as far as the comparisons go. I mean, but everybody says it's about time, though.
He is the total package. So he has a lot of irons in the fire. But a lot of people are thinking, why now? I mean, how did he not get Sexiest right. Man Alive when he was McDreamy? But let me tell you, those eyes. It's his dreamy eyes. They look so kind. And he's still looking really good
at
for 57.
Yeah. The eyes have it.
All right. He earned it. Ken, thanks.
Don't know how he didn't already win that. Another batch of Starlink satellites are up in orbit this morning.
2-1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff of Starlink. Go Falcon, go Starlink.
Go SpaceX Falcon 9, carrying 23 satellites, lifting off from Cape Canaveral just after midnight. Satellites provide internet service to parts of the world. Since 2019, SpaceX has launched over 5,000 of those.
We were just talking about McDreamy. We have dreamy weather on the way. A gorgeous sunrise and comfortable temperatures. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center with those beautiful sunrise pictures.
Such a pretty time of day. Goldsboro in particular, just the way the camera is angled. We always get that pretty sunrise behind the buildings there looking gorgeous. We take a live look at Fayetteville right in front of our newsroom. Here's Apex and Chapel Hill. And that sun's just starting to create a little glow there just above the buildings there in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We take a look at the big picture. Here's what's happening. It's sort of interesting. We started to watch this developing yesterday. We were looking at 3 days in a row with highs in the 80s, but then we started to notice that the models were showing what we call a backdoor front moving in. Normally, our fronts move from west to east, but every once in a while, one will drop in from the northeast, sort of the opposite direction. We call it a backdoor front. This little backdoor front is going to open the door to some slightly cooler temperatures, so we're going to keep it in the upper 70s for today, but that front's going to lift northward and allow our temperatures to climb back into the 80s for tomorrow. This is the front that's really going to change things for for all of us for the next few days starting this weekend. We're going to see the cool temperatures on the north side of this front. We'll also have a disturbance that rolls through that brings us some very light rain. That's going to start early Friday and continue into the afternoon and evening. Saturday and Sunday are both trending dry right now. This is 8 a.m. on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies. There's 6 p.m. And then Sunday, we're going to be watching for the potential of a coastal low to develop, but this version of Futurecast keeps it well to our south. Some of the other versions want to bring it a little farther north, so we'll keep our eye on that. But right now, we're looking at a dry forecast for the weekend. We did keep the 20% chance in just because the models have been flopping a little bit about that, but we're feeling pretty confident that it stays dry Saturday and Sunday with just a small chance of rain on Friday. Here's how much rain we could end up seeing on Friday. Barely even measuring in the rain gauges, around a few hundredths of an inch is probably all we'll end up seeing. So it'll feel like just some drizzle. We are in need of some rain for sure. So far this fall, we've had a little over 7.5 inches, which is an inch and a half behind for the season. And for the year, we've had about 36.5 inches, which is about 3.5 inches behind for the year. And we've started to see our drought worsening across the area just in the last couple of weeks. So we need some rain. There's nothing in this 7-day forecast that's going to help that drought situation. We do see much cooler temperatures over the weekend with highs closer to 60 degrees, overnight lows dropping into the 30s by early next week. Brian, so we have some cooler temperatures just for you, but it looks like after that, we could end up seeing getting a little warmer again.
As we said last week, something for everybody.
Absolutely.
This time of year. 620, we're watching these big delays coming in from Butner back toward Durham on 85 southbound. Live camera there at Club Boulevard showing those heavy delays. You can see where they have the median and also the right lane block. So all of that traffic getting funneled into that left lane. And we're now up to a 35-minute delay. So it's going to take you 35 minutes longer than usual coming in from Butner toward Durham. Right now, the best alternate route I can suggest is as you come in on 85 southbound, take the Red Mill Road Road exit back toward Gear Street. From there, you can rejoin Club Boulevard and pick up 85 southbound on the other side of those heavy delays. I'm watching the sensors in that area, and I'll let you know if a better alternate route shows up. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're in pretty good shape on our major routes. I am watching a disabled vehicle in the downtown part of Rollsville on Young Street near Virginia Water Drive, and we are seeing a little bit of a delay showing up on those sensor readings.
Thanks, Brian. City of Raleigh is taking a step back to consider how to handle future parades. The pause the city is putting in place after controversy about how it's handled the Veterans Day and Christmas parades.
The North Carolina Zoo is making a special offer to veterans. How you can take advantage of free days there and at our national parks.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Bob Newhart is reflecting one of his most recognizable roles 2 decades later.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Bob Newhart's one of my favorite entertainers, for sure. And in a new interview, the comedian says that his role of Papa Elf in the Christmas classic Elf outranks any other role he's ever played. Elf first hit movie theaters 20 years ago this week. And Newhart says he knew it was going to be a timeless role the first time he read the script.
20 years ago. He's 94 years old now.
Wow.
And he told his agent at that first reading, he was like, this is going to be the next Miracle on 34th Street. Like, he thought it was that much of a classic. This guy's done stuff from the 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way to present. It's amazing.
But Elf is now a holiday classic. It's one of our family favorites, and it's so cute.
It's probably his favorite role every time the check comes in.
Yeah, right.
From the royalty.
Well, that too.
Yeah. That
is just great.
It's a good story.
Yes. Hootie and the Blowfish. They're going back on tour for the first time in years. The band is hitting the road for a summer tour next year, and guess what? They are coming to Raleigh. They're going to be at Coastal Credit Union Music Park September 13th, and you can get those pre-sale tickets available starting at noon today. They go on sale to the general public Friday.
They'll be stopping in Raleigh. They will also be playing in the Queen City, but they haven't been on tour since 2019. And Collective Soul and Edwin McCain will be the pre-show warm-ups for Hootie and the Blowfish. So get your tickets. Brian, thanks. Places across our state are offering free service to military members on Veterans Day. The National Park Service is waiving all entrance fees. You'll still have to pay for services like camping, boat launches, or special tours. Now, if you prefer the zoo over a trip to a national park, the North Carolina Zoo has a deal as well. Now through November 12th, veterans and other military personnel can get into the zoo for free. You can bring a guest for free, too. Voters in Durham have elected a new mayor. Just ahead, what the new mayor-elect has in store for the Bull City.
And Friday is the day that we'll have some showers in our forecast. I'll show you how it will affect football Friday and any other plans you may have.
And should active shooting training be mandatory here on UNC's campus? One board of trustee member is speaking out ahead of a meeting happening today.